Hello, welcome back to a bubble tea talk. It's Annika, and welcome back, or welcome if you're new. Today, I thought I'd have a very relaxed chat about books and films, my favourite books and films, my recommendations, my sort of Netflix recommendations, and books that I find really comforting or that I just love and that aren't necessarily super intellectual or literary or whatever. It's not Jane Eyre, which I'm still trying to plow my way through. It's going very slowly. But I thought I'd just share with you my favorite books and films, ones that I can read over and over again and that I can watch over and over again and I never ever get bored. So I thought I'd share this. This is coming from a teenage girl, but obviously this can go for whoever wants to watch and read these things. They are my kind of thing, and this is the stuff that I like, and they're like my top recommendations, so I thought that'd be a good way that you can learn to, maybe if you're thinking about watching a film or you need some book recommendations because everyone's got a little bit more time on their hands right now, and even if you're not listening during lockdown, you can always still do with a good book recommendation. Yeah, I thought I'd do that. I just didn't like I'm just a bit tired today. I didn't really have the energy to do anything else, and I love chatting about my favorite books and films. I watch films a lot and I read most days. So, let's just hop right into this. As kind of always, I don't have much structure. I've just kind of written down all my favorite books. So let's just get into it. I have a section that is kind of like my comfort books, my comfort reads, ones that are just totally like romancy and just like stuff that is just really comforting to read for some reason. I don't know. I just find them very easy reads and I absolutely love these books. So why I would say like my top one is Girl Online, and I know that is kind of it's very cliche and like it's like every YouTuber's favorite book or whatever, I don't know, but I've had the trilogy Girl Online. If you haven't heard of it, it's by Zoe Sugg, which is she's a big YouTuber, especially in the UK and stuff, and she wrote these books, and they're about this girl Penny who has anxiety, and it's basically like her journey and her adventures. And it's not super adventurous, but definitely how it's like I think she's around 16, 17, and I absolutely love these books. I got them, I want to say, when I was like 11 or 12, pretty young. And there's also audiobooks on YouTube that I listen to before I go to bed some nights, or I hop in and out of them, but they're books that I've kept by me for so many years, and it sounds so weird, but I find them so comforting to read, and it's really nice to read before you go to sleep, or it's a very comforting read. It's good to bring on holiday or traveling, like if I know that I'm or if I'm traveling on my own and I know that I'm gonna get homesick or something, I will bring Girl Online because I know that it'll ease any anxiety or any stress and anything like that. I just absolutely love these books. And yeah, there's three of them. There's Girl Online, which I think doesn't have a name. Then there's Girl Online on Tour, and then Girl Online Going Solo. And they're just great. I don't have to speak on them that much, but if you haven't already, if you're interested at all in like anxiety and basically like dealing with fame or like public embarrassment and all that kind of stuff, I highly recommend them. The next book that is like a comfort read is Threads, and I will get the book so I can tell what the author is. This isn't a super popular book, and it's by Sophia Bennett, and I hadn't heard of this book before. Like not it hadn't I don't think it had that many like very good reviews or anything, but I absolutely love it. There's two of them, and it's Threads, and then the next one's called, okay, if you can hear the wind, it is literally like a storm outside. I'm sorry about that. The next one is called Bees, Boys and Bangles, which is like the most like silly title of all, but it is like it's not what it sounds like. It's actually such a good they're such a good series, and it's about This group of friends, and they basically, it's like one of them's a fashion designer, and but they're only like 14 or 15 or something. One of them's a fashion designer, another one is like a human rights campaigner, and the other one is like the manager of the fashion designer, and she's like French. And it's a whole great story about like they travel to India, and it's about sustainable fashion. And I had no idea it had anything to do about that when I started reading it, but I absolutely love it. And I think I got it at a boot fair or something, and it is something that I just found it really good. It's a great fashion story, and I don't know, I just love it. And I found that I've been able to read these books over and over again and never get bored. So that proves their worthiness. So the next one isn't really a book, but the author John Green. I absolutely love all his books. I find them all quite comforting and all great, like teen novels. He's written Turtles All the Way Down, Paper Towns, other really good books that he's really well known for, and I'm sure you guys have heard of him because he's quite well known. And literally any of his books I will read that I find, I think they're all really good. So I'm just going to give you the author for that one. The next one I love is called I Was Here by Gail Forman. It is like incredible. It's about like teen issues and mental health and suicide. And while it isn't super comforting, I would say, but I don't know, I think it's a really good read, and I found that was a really good book. Okay, my next kind of author is Nicola Yoon. She wrote Everything Everything. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It is such an incredible book. It's so good. And again, with all of these, make sure that you read them before you see the film for all of them, because I think it's so much more important to read the book so you build your own imagination. And you when but I find that when you read the book after watching the film, you just imagine the film instead of building up your own kind of ideas of the characters and all of that. So I think it's great to read. Make sure you read all of these, because a lot of these books have been made into films because they're so popular. Anyway, Everything Everything is an incredible book, and I read this I think when I was in year six or something, and I have still got it and I still swear by it. And Nicola Yoon has also written The Sun Is Also a Star, which I read the book for in year seven or something, and it's again an incredible book. And I also watched the film for that quite recently, but again, like, it's just so important to make sure you read the book before, just to build your own imagination. And then the last kind of book here on like for my comfort reads is called All the Bright Places. And again, it's kind of like linked with like suicide and everyone kind of like, I don't know, lots of like dramatic mental health incidents and teens and, hectic lives, high school. I find all of these books just great, a great read. So, yeah, those are my comfort books. And now we're going to move on to the slightly more gripping and less comfortable reads. The first of which is The Hunger Games. I don't obviously need to explain this. I thought it was an incredible read. I swore I read the first one in a day. I can't, like, that's how gripping it is. So that's more, it wasn't comfortable, but it was a good read, and it's so well written. I admit it, I have not read the second two, and I've watched the first one, but I read the first one before I watched it, and it was just wow. The next one is called Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine. Now, this isn't like aimed at teens, I don't think, but it's incredible. It's by Gail Honeyman and or Honeyman, and wow, I think my mum read this before me, and then I read it, and it's just an incredible like tale of this woman. I want to say she's about 20 to 30 or something. I read this like a year ago or so, maybe a little bit longer away, but it's still so memorable, and it's very like touching, and it's about mental health and this woman who lives like alone, and she doesn't really have any friends, and her kind of way of dealing with everything. And yeah, I just found it's slightly unsettling, but it's just such a good read. So I really recommend that. The next one is called Noughts and Crosses. I know that there's a series of this now, and I have to admit, I think I've read it all, but I got so lost. I think I tried to read it when I was like in year seven or like quite young, and I didn't really understand much. Like, I understood the gist, but I definitely, like, my eyes definitely glazed over for a few pages. Like, I didn't follow it very easily. So I'm definitely going to try and read this one again. But what I can remember from it is that it's such a good read. And obviously, it's a tale of, race and like kind of dystopian and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I have to recommend that. I also have to take my own advice here and make sure that I read that through, because it's incredible. Like, it is incredible, and I'm trying not to watch the TV series on BBC iPlayer before I read it, because I want to again build my own opinions and all of that kind of stuff. So the last two are kind of feminist books. Well, they are feminist books, and I found them very comforting to read, but I wasn't going to put them in the comfort reads because I haven't reread either of them that much. But the first one is like a mini pocket book, and it's called We Should All Be Feminists, and it's by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. I have to apologize for the way I pronounced that. That was terrible. But I took so much from that little book, and I highlighted stuff, and it was just I there was so much truth in it, and it was really good at breaking down feminism, explaining it, and all of that kind of stuff. And the next one is called Feminists Don't Wear Pink and Other Lies. I got gifted this for Christmas this year, or yeah, 2019, the last Christmas that we had. And it's basically a collection of people's stories. And Scarlett Curtis basically like reached out to lots of different women that are in the public eye, or that are actors or owners of businesses, or all of that kind of stuff. So lots of different perspectives, and got lots of like either poems or stories or opinions and all that kind of stuff, all, and she's bundled it all together, and it was such a good read. I did just finish it like last week or so, and there was so much that I took away from it, and I thought that it was just a great like combination of stuff. And also in the back it has a load of recommendations for books, not all non-fiction, but also some fiction books to read. So anyway, I absolutely loved that. So yeah, so that's a wrap on the books. As always, the books that I like, the same with like TV shows and anything else, it's always changing. And like, this is kind of like would be like my current go-to reading list. Or like, if I was going to start a book club, I'd start by basically covering all of these books first. So yeah, that's not by not saying that's how it would be always, but that's definitely those are like my handful of books that I would always turn to, and that I think are just excellent reads. So now I'm going to move on to films. For most of these, you can watch on Netflix, or you can get pretty easily. So I definitely hope that you guys can watch these, or if you don't have Netflix, you can maybe rent them, or however, just look out for them, because obviously cinemas aren't open and most of these are quite old, so they probably won't be showing at the cinema. But yeah, anyway, these are my top films. I'm such a filmy. I don't know if that's a word, but it definitely should be. I love a good old film. I love some new films that have come out, but I definitely have a very wide range, and like my taste isn't completely one thing. But to be honest, most of them are kind of rom-coms or like chick flicks. Like, I'm that kind of person. So if you don't like them, then well, have a listen and maybe you can take something from them. But I really don't blame you if you're a Star Wars nut and you don't really want to listen or watch any of these. But I have to say that my number one kind of I would say like one of my number one films is Mystic Pizza, which is like an 80s Julia Roberts film. It's on Netflix if you want to watch it right now. And oh my God, I've watched this, I want to say at least five, six times. It's such a comfort film for me. I absolutely love it. And it's basically about these friends, and they work in like a little fishing, it's like a little fishing village in Connecticut, and they work in this pizza shop, hence the name. And it's about their tales of like love and the way they navigate everything and trying to, you know, ev like it's just, I just absolutely love it. And it's so, like, it's very nostalgic, even though I was not alive in the 80s. It makes me want to be alive in the 80s, and I love it. So it's definitely a great feel good young people film if that's the kind of thing you like. On the same kind of role, I absolutely love 16 Candles. I don't like, it's just such a classic. I love The Breakfast Club. I just love those films because I find them comforting and like they're such a good watch. Like I never regret watching those good films. And like 16 Candles especially, I just watch it to appreciate like the fashion and the way it's filmed. Like I absolutely love film and like photography and stuff. So I like the opening scenes of 16 Candles are incredible because just the way they've lured you in with like the music and the whole vibe of it, I absolutely love. Oh, and I hope didn't even have this on my list. I can't believe I forgot this. Legally Blonde is such an underrated film. Like the opening scene of that is incredible. Like the brushing of the hair and everything. I could not recommend those films more. Obviously there's quite a big release gap between those films, but yeah, I just love The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles. And then another one that I love, if we're going on like a total Julia Roberts kind of thing here, Eat, Pray, Love, such a good film, such a good film. I don't know how to, like, I just love that film. Erin Brockovich, oh my God. So I just love a good feminist kind of like, you know, thing. It's all great going on there. I love a good bit of Erin Brockovich. Another film that I love is called Vicky Cristina Barcelona, and it's just kind of, it feels very European, and it's like set in Spain, and you know, it's about love and romance and friendship, and it's great. It's such a good film. And another film that I absolutely love is When Harry Met Sally, the ultimate rom-com, such a good film. Yeah, When Harry Met Sally is like a very classic rom-com, and like, anyway, I just love that. And I'm assuming that most of you guys have heard of these films because they're pretty well known and all of that. So I'm gonna move on to some more recent ones. So, like I said, Legally Blonde is a very classic feminist, like I just love it. And so it's a little bit more recent though, obviously. I just love the pink lip gloss and the feminism. That's all I need. I also love Clueless. Obviously, it's just a staple. I could watch that every day if I wanted to. Like it's just a great film. It's incredible. And then I also, these are even more recent, but The Notebook obviously is a complete cry fest, but I love that film. If you haven't watched it already, it's a great watch, and yeah, I really recommend it. On Netflix again, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, again, a tearjerker. I don't know why I'm on this kind of roll, but it's a great film. I love a good teen mental health struggle film. That's always good. And it's such a good filming and very well written, I think. Another one of my absolute favorites is Call Me By Your Name. Of course, being a fan of Timothée Chalamet, but I also just think that the acting is incredible, the writing is incredible, the direction, the language, the way everything about that film is just incredible. And I am so sad they took it off Netflix. Luckily, I managed to watch it twice before they took it off, but I would watch it in a heartbeat now again. I really want to watch the screenplay as well. I would highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite films ever. It's such incredible acting. It's really popular as well, so you might have already heard of it. But yeah, absolutely incredible. And it's very, steamy and romantic, but it's also quite funny and it's got its moments. And yeah, I love it. I absolutely adore it. And then the two more recent and kind of cliche guilty pleasures, I would say, are To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which, and the second one has come out, which I haven't, I'm sorry to say, isn't as good as the first one. I'm sorry, I said it there. I don't know. I really did like, I really liked that film, but yeah, obviously it's a bit of a guilty pleasure because I know it isn't as, it's not Harry Met Sally material. And then also The Kissing Booth, which I hear has a sequel coming out on the 24th of July or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong there, but I am excited. I'm sorry for The Kissing Booth reboot. Excited to see what happens there because, yeah, I love it. Yeah, so I think I've covered most of my film. Oh yeah, this is just a super old one, but it is such good films. I could go on a whole new old French cinema kind of derail, but Les Enfants du Paradis is or du Paradis. I wish I could speak French. Unfortunately, I don't, but it's Les Enfants du Paradis, and I watched this in the cinema before lockdown, and wow, it's really long. I want to say it's like 4 or 5 hours. It's very long, but it's incredible. It's such a good film. Yeah, well, it was released in 1945, so it's you can kind of imagine it from that. But it's just a tale of woe, romance, and it's about this woman and the like three other guys. I don't know. It's incredible, and there's so many others where that came from. So I'm not gonna go into that in that much depth now. But I just have to say I really love that film, and I can't wait to explore a bit more French cinema because I just love it. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up today's podcast because I have blasted you with many, many, many films and books, and I hope that there's some of these that you can take away. Maybe you can get some secondhand books from Amazon or check out your local bookshops if they're open. Libraries hopefully should be opening soon if they're not already open. And obviously Netflix, any online film places where you get your movies from. Yeah, just give them a go because I highly recommend them. They're great for comfort. So if you just want some easy watching, easy reading during this time, so you can just relax yourself and enjoy a good bit of filming, because I just like films are a great way to unwind and just have for a nice relaxing evening. So highly recommend. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I really enjoyed recording this because it's just great to see how many great books and films there are out there. We have to appreciate them. And yeah, so I'm gonna wrap it up. We have a Bubble Tea Talk Instagram, which is bubbletea.talk, if you want to give that a little follow or check it out. And yeah, with that, I'll speak to you soon. Bye.